Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
There are some people who are always trying to bring some negative aspect to everything, because unfortunately they make living like this, creating negativity about everything, but it doesn't matter. All the UN agencies are saying, and these are coming from decades of study, so nobody can really, in any reasonable way, in any logically sensible way, nobody can argue with it. But world, we would and like to include them also, because this is a cause which needs every one of them, all right? Every human being is needed. This is not something you versus me.
Yeah, and an important thing that I noticed as well is with my following, that a lot of people are limited with their singular consciousness towards this soil movement and the importance of it until it's too late. And I notice that more and more, even if I share it and I talk about it, like people are like, did he lose his mind? I'm like, it's so limited with people. And I think it has something to do with our singular consciousness where we limit ourselves from seeing the bigger picture. What do you think is the reason for that?
The narrative on the planet has carefully avoided soil. Why it is so, the politics of it, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
But till I started talking about it a few months ago, there was no voice for soil. It's only now that a whole lot of people at least have started acknowledging it. Even the UN agencies, that's what they were saying, Sadhguru, we have been kind of trying to push this for over 20 years, but nothing happened. Now within 15 days after you took it up, so much is happening. They are saying, Sadhguru, you are the dream for all soil scientists because we have put in a lifetime of work, but without result. But now our work is finding exposure. So many people are trying to access the information now. This is really great. That's what the scientists, FAO scientists and others in Rome think.
I love that. Yeah, because it blows my mind how limited like this knowledge and consciousness still is across the globe. And I think that's why it's so important that we talk about.
This is the most important thing. We need to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Without changing the narrative, no loss will come, you know. But that's why we are trying to move 3 to 4 billion people. When I addressed COP15 on 9th and 10th of May, by then, if you have moved substantial number of people, 170 nations, their representatives will be there. If we have moved a huge number of people, then nobody can really ignore that, you know. That is why the movement.
I understand. Where are you going now? But where are you? You're on your way to the next location?
Right now, we left Rome in the morning. We're on the way to Pisa, where we are meeting. We have a personal appointment with Andrea Bocelli. You know him?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
He's one of the most reverberant voices in the world.
Wow.
Blind of vision, visually impaired. But that man's voice and his commitment to music is so fantastic. So I'm just visiting him. I was in one of his concerts in Los Angeles a few months ago. Now, because we are passing through, we said we would like to meet and he complied. So I will be meeting him now in the next less than an hour.
That's incredible. And on behalf of myself and everybody that is listening right now, and my audience, like, thank you so much for doing this and traveling around the world the way you are. Is it cold on a motorcycle right now? Because like, I'm sorry? Is it cold right now? Because I see you're wearing like a...
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
I think the temperature is okay. It's around 6-7 degrees. But okay. The windshield when I ride, the windshield is pretty cold and gets your knees stiff, you know.
Incredible. What is next for the movement?
I'm not in the right age group to be doing something like this. But
you are doing it. You are doing it. So thank you for that. And also, like, what are the countries that are next on the list?
Tomorrow we will get to Geneva. There are a lot of events there. We have a event with the United Nations. We have an event with the World Economic Forum. We have an event with the YPO, the Young Presidents Organization. And we have our own large public event. So apart from that, there are many meetings and interviews with the UN officials and some of the local political, people who hold political offices. So 2 days we are in Geneva. It's very busy there. And then we are getting to Paris. Paris, we have some events. It's election time. We're just on the verge of election. But still, we are doing an event in INSEAD, the management school. And there are some more events there. I'm going one day at a time, so I don't know what all events are there. I know there is one at INSEAD. So from Paris, we come to Brussels. Brussels, there are important meetings with the European Parliament people. I think that's important to change the narrative there. Because I think there is too much of, disagreements on these things, because very extreme measures somebody will propose. So others will oppose. Naturally, those who think pragmatically will oppose those extreme steps, because it's almost like close down everything, let's go back to nature kind of talk, which anyway won't happen. So this is the significant thing about this is not against anybody. And it is a single point focus on soil. People are trying to draw us into so many things. What about this pollution? What about that? All those things are there. I'm not saying it's not significant. But if we want to achieve something, if we want to really make it happen, we are not interested in conference hopping, but really make something happen, then we must have a single point agenda. Right now, it is soil and soil ecology, biodiversity of the soil, allowing soil to be a living soil for future generations. That's the only goal. So we will not deviate from that, which is also getting some amount of criticism from people who are frustrated that they are not able to draw us into other agendas of their own. It's okay.
And I wonder, because it's so important to now spread this message and everybody that has internet access can listen to this. But what about the places where, and that's obviously a big part of the world still, where they don't have access to internet? How can we spread the message there? What can we do?
See, maybe today in the world, nearly 5 billion people have access to internet. Mm-hmm. Let's move them first. The other people usually are very eco-friendly. They have a very low footprint. Those who don't have internet, those kind of people are not causing much damage either. But the important thing is to move 60% of the world's electorate so that the governments will move. The actual activity may be with those people that you're referring to. Maybe actually on-ground, hands-on activity will come from them. But we want policies which will give incentives to those people so that their economies and their lives can improve as the soil improves. So I don't think we should be worried about them right now. We are, in many ways, what we're doing is beneficial to them in future because they are the people who are on the land.
I think that's lovely. I have a personal maybe question that has been on my mind a lot, and I wonder, like, for a lot of, like, in psychology, I'm a psychologist myself, we know that for people to realize something, it's often too late already. But I'm also an optimist. So I'm kind of like in this cognitive battle where, like, okay, I want to spread this message as much as I can, but I still think deep down inside and understanding people's consciousness that they will not realize it until it's too late. Is that too much of a pessimistic point of view, or do you think it's realistic for me to be so skeptical about that?
See, if at all, if it could ever be done, it is only now it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Will we do it or not is the question. The question is not will it happen or not. Will we do it or not is the question. So
yes.
If we take it upon ourselves, it's not a question of will it happen or not. Who are we asking to make this happen? Will we do it or not? Just say, let's get together and let's make it happen.
Definitely. I think that should be the focus. And again, I'm super excited to be part of this movement with you, Sajguru. Thank you for being the leader that you are and spreading it.
Every day, next 88 days are left. 88 days, every day, keep it on, keep the throttle on. Then there's no question of will it happen or not. It will happen.
It is happening already, I think, and that's
yes,
beautiful.
It is happening. If you do not know this already, one thing is United States allocated $1 billion for cover crops, which is good. It's not enough, but good. UK has allocated some kind of incentives for cover crops. Germany allocated $4 billion for soil biodiversity for this year. In India, for the project that we had done, we are manifesting in southern India on exact replica projects, 13 projects in 13 river basins. Indian government had done detailed project reports. Now, about 5 days ago, they allocated $2.3 billion for that, which is a huge step for India. So things are happening, and now the Commonwealth nations have given a declaration that they are with us. That is 54 nations with 2.7 billion population. So how can you say it's not happening? It's definitely happening. We just need to keep the throttle on. Relentless commitment to what we're doing. That's all that's needed.
Indeed. I second that. Is there any last words, parting words that you want to give to the people listening right now and my audience, and that is so
tell your people, you're a young man, you're thinking will it happen or not. If I don't make it, I'm saying, if I don't complete this trip, if I fall dead or something, you guys, young people, must walk the remaining kilometers and make it happen. Huh? That is the commitment I want to see.
Oh, yes. I commit myself to that 100%. Here, live, I say it right now. I will do that. After that. Because I think it's gonna be beyond 88 days. I think it's gonna be a forever thing, and
it is a generational thing. Never before there has been a situation like this in this world, that soil extinction was facing us, and we can be either that generation which turned back from the brink of disaster, or be that generation that fell over and then will grieve over it. Let's be that generation that turned back.
Thank you very much, Sajguru, for your time. And
Thank you, Jesse.
Safe journey to your next meeting.
Let us make it happen.
Soil.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Keep the throttle on every day, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Be safe. And I hope to see you maybe in Brussels or Paris, one of the...
That'll be great.
Brussels, yeah.
Looking
so
forward
much.
To see you there. Yeah.
Safe travels. Thank you.
Namaskaram.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to be the next guest, please apply by filling in the contact form on jessemeester.com or DM Meester Store on Instagram. Till next time, keep sharing love and life.